Okay, so I know what I'm saying here is kind of a repeat, but I'm going to try to say it really so everybody can grasp it. The culmination of the ages is Jesus being revealed to the whole world, right? Now, the Bible's already done that through the dispensation of the ages of time, under law, under grace, under innocence, in the millennium, in the tribulation, every age or every dispensation, Jesus is being revealed more and more. So the culmination of the ages is when Jesus is revealed to the whole world, and the glory of God is everywhere. And so that's what's happening. So you see it. So nothing is outside of that. Any script, any movie, any music. And you might say, well, there's people that are trying to go against it. Yeah, they're the anti. And I know they're trying to cut the head off the body, which is Jesus is the head of the body. They're trying to hide it. But everything follows after Christ and his church. Even though they're trying to hide it, they still have to follow it in an anti-manner. This is why in mathematics you have positive, negative. You have real numbers and you have imaginary numbers. Imaginary numbers is the fake reality. You have the typology that points to Christ and his church, and you have the anti-types. But they're still following after, but in an inverse, in the opposite. So it's a fake reality. It's an imaginary world that they live in, just like a narcissist Jezebel lives in an imaginary world. Everything they do is anti-Christ. This is why the flesh persecutes the spirit. And so whether it's the electric cars, because the word elect, whether it's the exit signs, you got red exit signs, and now you've got green ones. Red goes back to the heart. Green goes back to envy. You got the go green crowd, which is Cain, and you got the go red crowd, which is Abel. Red is the blood. Red is the heart. Get your heart right. Just Google go green and you'll see it's the New World Order, New Age, Cain mindset. But if you Google go red, it's about the heart. Getting your heart right. So the go green crowd is the Cain, the works-based system. The go red crowd is Abel, which is faith alone and Jesus alone. Now this is playing out in everything, everywhere at all times. There's no new script. The last two series I watched the Jessica Jones series. And then I watched the Stargirl series because that was the only thing left that I was looking at all these superhero movies, and they're all the same. It's always about the person entering into their true identity. And then they have all these struggles, and it's the same storyline. It's just different faces and different situations, different people, different characters. And the different characters are the char actors. And so it doesn't matter which home you go to. It doesn't matter which job, which church, which business. It's a fractal holographic reality revealing Jesus to the whole world. The energy of the flesh is weak. The energy of the flesh is dead, dying, going down. But the power of the Spirit is life. The letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. So the flesh is under law. The blue sky tells you that you're under law. And the policemen have blue lights because they're the law. And this is why policemen lie. If you ever dealt with policemen before, they all lie. They're all, you know, that's why they say everything you say can and will be used against you, because it's the flesh. The less you say under these legalistic people, the better, because everything you say can and will be, and will, it will be used against you. Because that's what the letter does. The letter killeth. So the narcissist, the Jezebel, anything, any creature who's a flesh creature will use and anything against you, because that's the law. It makes total sense. They're looking, they're trying. Look, If the flesh persecutes the spirit, then that means the flesh creature's always looking for something to get you, because you're free in Christ. You're like the roadrunner. You're just resting and chilling and having fun running around down here in this insane place, but you're resting in Jesus because you're seated in the heavenlies. And so they don't like your freedom. They hate your freedom. So they're looking for anything to catch you on. They're trying to find anything to accuse you of, right? They're wanting to steal, kill, and destroy, because they're going down. They have to vampire off of us. A flesh creature is going down. So they either have to vampire off of each other, and they end up destroying each other, or they vampire off a saved person and do a psychic vampire energy transfer, you know. Try to get you to be Jesus for them, and when you do that, you get a spanking from God. But anyway, because that's idolatry. They don't want to run to Jesus, but they want you to be Jesus, you know. It's a trip, and it's all of them. It's a fractal, and that's what I'm saying. So the culmination of the ages is playing out in your person, where you have to die to the flesh, walk in the spirit. It's playing out in the churches. It's playing out in the Hollywood movies. It's playing out in the music. It's playing out at work. It's playing out in everything all the time. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. And so you see these superhero movies, where these writers, these script writers, and notice the word script is underneath scripture. Everything they do, every theater, T-H-E-8-air, it's all Bible. All the words, all the letters, all the shapes are part of the revealing process. So God is using his saints, his born-again, elect saints who have sold out to Jesus to reveal Jesus to the world. And each born-again believer is a fractal of Jesus. You're one with Christ. Once you get saved, you become one with Christ. You're seated in the heavenlies. I didn't say standing. I said seated in the heavenlies. So you are a spiritual creature now, an extraterrestrial outside of time. They're stuck in the loop-de-loop around the mountain. That's why they're drinking and drugging, because they can't stop. They're trying to survive in the energy flesh. This is why the economy keeps crashing, and they keep coming up with lies. The magician priest class now it's a worldwide. The economy's crashing so bad that and the culmination of the ages has happened. So it's going to be a worldwide fake reality. The COVID-19 tells you 19 is an AI program. So they have to take the whole thing and spread it worldwide, because it's becoming, they have to kill more people. They have to sacrifice more stuff. Even though God has made the earth abundant and there's unlimited resources, the flesh creature doesn't want it to flow through them. They want it to flow to them, because they're nothing but greed. It's all greed. And so instead of them applying Ephesians, where it says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good, in order to give to him that needeth. They don't want to do that, because it's all about them. They're not, even though they claim socialism, it's not real socialism. It's slavery. It's bondage. They want to rule you and claim socialism. It's not. It's a sacrificial redemptive system. They don't want to sacrifice. They want somebody to sacrifice for them, but they don't want to sacrifice. You actually see that in your own body. Sometimes you've got to do that you don't want to do, but you got to do it because it's sacrifice. You don't want to clean your toilet, but you got to do it. You don't want to get up and go to work sometime, but you got to go. You got to sacrifice. You don't want to study that next chapter to learn that topic, but you got to sacrifice to learn that next topic. So everything's a sacrificial redemptive system, but they don't want to sacrifice, but they want you to. Why? Because that's the flesh. They can't die to the flesh because all they are is flesh, and they get their identity out of the flesh. So how can they die to the flesh when that's all they are? When your identity is in the spirit, you can die to the flesh because the flesh is not who you are. And actually, the flesh is that imaginary fake reality that the narcissist Jezebel Queen Bee lives in, that wants you to be a flying monkey to support up their fake reality that don't even exist. And when you support that fake reality, you're going into idolatry with them because it's not even real. And so their painted face that they use is a painted face not only on their body, but it's a painted face in the whole system. The whole system's a painted face system. Whether it's their corporations, you know that the corporations are going down. That's why they don't really have enough people to do the job. They want you to sacrifice to build up that stock. And they're coming up, they're trying to find systems that work, and every system they come up with is going down because they can't get, look, they, if you go join a corp, a dead corpse corporation, you notice it starts to be like a cult. They actually use love bombing. They actually use future faking. Everything that a narcissist Jezebel does, the corporations are doing. The churches do it. The salesman does it. The whole system is a lie. It's the energy of the flesh. The monetary system, it's a debt money system. Why is it a debt money system? Because it's the flesh going down. The whole system's a lie. And so it's encoded in everything. But this is what I'm saying. The culmination of the ages is showing that the flesh is under law, but the spirit is power and life. And so we see that Jesus is the only one who can take the earth, rule for 1,000 years, and bring the earth back to God. And so Jesus is a prophet, priest, and king. So the priest did the offerings and did the sacrifices and did the work in the temple, right? The cleansing, right? And so you see that the earth groans and waits for its new body, just like you do. So the earth is going to be renovated. The reason the earth is going to be renovated, because you need a place to dwell that matches what you are. That's why you are clay and you have rocks and minerals in your body. So the earth is clay and rocks and minerals. And so when you get your new body and there's new heaven and new earth, the earth has to be renovated to where the old things pass away. It's not even who you are anymore. So the earth has to adapt to who you are in the inner man, because it's a reflection. And so as Jesus is being revealed, you see it in the movies, you see it in mathematics, you see it in physics, you see it in everything, quantum physics. You see it starting to reveal in science, in medicine, in music, everywhere is lining up with this truth that Jesus alone saves, and the energy of the flesh is going down. And so to say this in a really easy way, the culmination of the ages, Jesus is being revealed in all the technology, because actually the word technology is wordcraft. The word technology, we break it into parts, is techno logos, craft, word craft. So the word craft is technology. And so anything that man invents, it's a derivative of the word, the logos. And so as you unfold the logos, you get everything in front of you. And so everything is of the logos, pointing back to the logos. Everything's a piece cut off from the logos. You're flowing in the logos, being cut back to the logos to be one with the logos. And that's true with you, the universe, the earth, everything. And so the creation groans until the redemption. And this stuff here, they don't want you to hear. Because once you see this, once this gets out, the TV system collapses. The music system collapses. The music's a sine wave. There's no new sine wave. There's no new script. It's Cain versus Abel at every level. The flesh versus the spirit. Roadrunner. If you really want to watch a series, just watch Roadrunner and Coyote over and over and over. That's what you're dealing with every day, every moment of every day. You're dealing with either faith or fear. Faith or fear. Roadrunner lives in faith. Wile E. Coyote lives in fear. And so if you watch any TV show, it's faith versus fear. Living in the past or forgetting those things which are behind. And so everything is that same story of the cross and what happened at the cross. Jesus had to split space-time, come down here, D-I, or come down here and split space-time, go through the cross, the letter V, go back up, identity in the spirit, I-D-E, tied back into the source, I-D-E cable, and send back the Holy Spirit to the church. And so you follow after Christ in series. Each member, each person in Christ is a follower of Christ, which means series. So your Excel spreadsheet have rows and columns. And so the rows, row, row, row your boat in series. So it's, whether it's an Excel spreadsheet, whether it's a computer, goes back to the digits on your finger, everything points back to Christ and his body. You're following in series after Christ. So the culmination of the ages is happening right now everywhere, and nothing is outside of that. There's no new script being written. There's no new song. Notice all the songs are pretty much love songs. Christ and his church. There's nothing new under the sun, and everything that you're doing is just a repeat following after Christ. And actually, when you get the spirit mind, you're outside of time. Time doesn't exist to you anymore. Only thing you're doing in the flesh is following a cycle repeat routine. And you can sow seed today, and it reflects back tomorrow, because tomorrow and today are the same thing. Tomorrow, yesterday, today, it's all the same. There's no such thing as time in the spirit. But in the flesh, it seems like it is. But the reason is because the Bible says time shall be no more. The purpose of time is the instant message of the spirit telling you about the cross. T is the cross. I am is instant message. E is spirit. So time is nothing more than the message being repeated over and over to get you into the spirit mind and get you to die to the flesh mind. And so all this Babylonian stuff, it's collapsing. And when you start to reveal Jesus to the whole world in everything, in the words and the shapes and the colors and the letters and your fingernail, in everything, the gasoline in your car has to burn off to get power. Everything points to Jesus. Doesn't matter. You might say, well, what about the unsaved writing these? They're the anti. Even though they're anti, they're still pointing to Jesus, but in the anti. It's so obvious. In the math, everything. That's why when they make a vaccine, you get bit by a snake, and they make a remedy with the snake venom. So the thing which bites you is also the thing which heals you. That's why Dr. Law sends you to Dr. Grace. And so that's why the snake had to be nailed to the cross, because the snake was sin, and Jesus became sin for you, and he was nailed to the cross for your sake. And so the very thing that killed you, your sin, is also the same thing that heals you. That's why Moses said, look and live. Because Jesus went to the cross, and it was the only way for mankind to be redeemed. And so Jesus ever lives to make intercession for the saints. Now, if you really think about that, Jesus ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. That's what he's doing all the time. Now, if that isn't a covering or a protection, a God, Jesus is God. So that you talk about God covering you and protecting you and interceding for you. And every time the devil accuses you, he says, look, the blood. He shows the blood. It's all covering and protection because what Jesus did at the cross. And so each moment is the same. And the culmination of the ages, you're going to actually see that time probably is starting to speed up or to where there's no time. And that's why information is spreading so fast, because time is really, the only purpose of time is to cut out the flesh mind. Because once you get in the spirit mind, there's no such thing as time. You're one. It's all now. It goes all the way. It's like in calculus or the limits that you're learning when you're learning. You're approaching a certain line. You're approaching a certain limit. And so the more you get to the spirit mind, the more you approach back to the cross, and you see that everything is that cross. Everything is the sine wave, the sin wave. S-I-N is sin, E is spirit. So everything is the sine wave or the sin wave, but you got the sin going down, but you got E, the letter E is the spirit going up. So everything is the sine wave or the sin wave, if you want to call it that. And so as we approach the culmination of the ages, time is going to speed up. Information is going to speed up. All this stuff, Babylon's falling is going to speed up. The draconian system has to speed up, because as we reveal the lies of the Jezebel system, as we reveal the lies of the draconian system, they have to create more lies to cover up the fact that they've been exposed for what's really going on. They're trying to use the energy of the flesh to be something they're not. They want you to worship them. And they want you to sacrifice for them when they're nothing. The greatest among you is a servant. And so they don't want to serve. They want to be served. And so as we approach this, as we reveal more truth with the culmination of the ages, they're going to have to throw out more lies. And they're trying to repeat more lies. There's no new lie. And so they went all the way back to 1918, the Spanish flu, 1929. Then they did the 1960s, tried to create the race war thing. They're talking about going to Mars, just like going to the moon. They're using the same old lies to try to cover up. They're trying to find a new lie to cover up the big lie. And what's the big lie? The big lie is there's no God, and they don't want you to say the name Jesus. That's a no-no. They don't mind if you say Christ, because they'll say stuff like Christ consciousness. But they're trying to do everything they can to cover up the fact that Jesus is coming back for his church, and this thing's coming to an end. And so the lies have to ramp up, just like the revelation is ramping up. The lies have to ramp up. As Jesus is being revealed to the whole world, they have to ramp up their lies, and the only way they're going to shut down the truth is use draconian leaders who want to censor the truth. As you speak more truth, as God reveals more truth, they have to use more censorship, like the Chinese, to shut down the truth. It's a warfare. It's the type and the anti-type. It's the flash and the anti-flash. It's the Superman and it's the anti-Superman. It's the hero and the anti-hero. And it never stops. It's the Roadrunner and the anti-coyote. It's the typology of the seed of the Word of God versus the anti, which is other books and other systems of lies. The seed of the Word of God, the Bible, versus all these other lies, the Book of Enoch and all this stuff. They want to get you away from the Bible. Why? They hate the Bible.
they hate it because it's the revelation of Jesus. And as this approaches, as we approach that limit or that point, time is speeding up, knowledge is speeding up, because time is coming to an end. This whole thing's coming to an end. And so the more truth is being thrown out there, there's the anti, which is what? Lies. So the more truth that God reveals, the more truth that God throws out there, the more the anti, which is the lies, they throw out more lies. They throw out more chaos. They throw out more confusion. They throw out more drama, because drama is the draconian dracomos system, the snake, which is the sine wave. And so the drama is to hide the truth. So when you start to expose a narcissist Jezebel for all their drama, all their insanity, they create more drama. Why? To hide. The devil creates drama to hide. He don't want to be seen. The narcissist Jezebel psychopath, they don't want you to see who they are. So what do? They create more drama to hide from you. And it ain't really to hide. Once you see it, you'll never not see it. So they just create the drama to hide from other people. But once you see through it, they can't hide anymore. Because you know it by everything that they say. Every word that they speak reveals what they are. Their body language, their words, everything about them. They can't hide. And so once you understand that the drama system is the draconian devil snake narcissist Jezebel system, you realize that the media is a part of the system, the left, the blue, red versus blue, the left versus right. The drama is to hide what's really going on, which is the devil. He don't want to be seen. He don't even want you to think he's real. But he's real. He's real. One day he picked me up. I was asleep. It was like 3 a.m. He picked me up, carried me to the kitchen, and was laughing at me. I called out to Jesus as fast as I could, and I was back was back in the bed. I got up and I walked to the kitchen, because when he carried me to the kitchen, he moved my toolbox back and forth real fast. I was like shocked. He was pretty much, I don't know what he was doing. He was laughing and mocking, and I guess he was trying to scare me, saying, "Look, I can move this toolbox in time." And so that was a long time ago. So now I realize what's happening. The spirit realm is outside of time. And so he was messing with me because he knew I was getting free from there. He knew I was going to do some damage to the kingdom of darkness by the power of the Holy Spirit in me. And he knew I was going to, hell or high water, I had made up my mind to figure out what this place was about and what was really going on. And I hate to say it, but a lot of your churches are part of the dracomos system, the law legalism. A legalistic church is part of the devil's system. And 501(c)'s tied into it. So anyway, it's a corporation. It's a dead corpse. It's a dead body. The 501(c) is a corporation. It's a corpse. It's a dead body. The body of Christ is a living body, the spirit. And so anything that's a dead corpse is the anti. And so that's why they try to put you under legalism, and they want you to sacrifice for that church. But whenever God moves you, they don't want to talk to you no more, because you're not part of their cult anymore. It's a cult. Legalism is a cult. Outside of time is the spirit. The only reason you see time is because it's the flesh mind being cut out. Everything's repeating. You eat every day. You sleep every day. You go to work every day. You pay your bills every day. You do the same stuff over and over and over. So in the flesh, it's nothing but a repeat cycle. And it's a washing machine cycle to cut out the flesh. That's the only purpose of time. But once you get born again, you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You should be able to see past it. So when everybody goes to the football game or the basketball game, and they're saying, "Oh, wow, wow." And you're looking and you're saying, "Why is everybody excited about this football game? can you help me understand? It's the Super Bowl is every year, and it's the same game being played over and over. Every week, it's the same game. They're so excited about the same stuff and want you to get excited about the repeat. They want you to get excited about their team. I realized something was wrong when I was married. When we were driving or something, and she started talking about her basketball team from college or something. And she was comparing it to my, I guess, I don't know if my college had a basketball team at that time. But she said, I can't remember what it was about, but she started talking about basketball. I looked at her and I thought, you know I don't talk about that kind of stuff because it's just a ball going through a hoop. It's just a football going through an upright. It's the same. It's just a pigskin going through an upright. It's just a bunch of people running up down the court, killing themselves for a point. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. I'm not even a part of their games anymore. Their games, their systems, it's all a repeat. And they want you to get excited about something you've seen 1,000 times? I don't think so. But I realized when she was talking about the repeat, but she couldn't see the repeat. And I was thinking, I didn't even know what it was then, but I knew it was not. I knew enough to know that the conversation was ridiculous. I don't care who's... Oh, I know what it was. She was comparing... Well, my team... My basketball team or my football team will beat your football team. I thought, do you think I care? I thought, what are you talking about? I thought, where did that even come from? And it was a provoke. She was trying to provoke me. Because she knew I didn't talk. I said, I don't even... After I got saved, I don't even care about football, basketball. I don't care about that stuff anymore. I mean, look at the MMA. There's always a new fighter. Well, he's the greatest fighter that we've ever seen. And then next year, there's a new one. Well, he's the greatest fighter we've ever seen. Well, he's the greatest fighter. They always say the same stuff over and over. You won't believe this fighter. He's a 24-0. Nobody can beat him. And then somebody beats him. And then the next guy, he's the greatest fighter. He's 25-0. Nobody can beat him. And then somebody beats him. It's just a Ronda. What was it? Ronda Rousey. She's the greatest. Nobody can touch her. And then she gets her nose knocked off almost, had to go to get surgery or something. My point is, there's nothing new. They're just repeating the same old junk and trying to make it exciting when it's not exciting at all. The only thing that's exciting is Jesus is coming back and that you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. That's what's exciting. That you got saved. That your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's exciting. I don't care about McDonald's. I don't care about Coca-Cola coming up with a new product. It don't matter. I don't care about Elon Musk coming up with some kind of new car. It don't matter. It's just a car. It's no different than a horse and a buggy. Ride a horse. There's no gas if you take a horse to work. The horse, you just tie the horse up and the horse can eat the grass outside. And then when you go home, you just ride the horse home and you don't have to put no gas in because the horse is eating the grass. Who cares? You still got to go to work. You still got to eat. You still got to sleep. You still got to take a shower. You still got to brush your teeth. You still got to wash your hands. There's nothing that's changing. The only thing that looks like it's changing is things are speeding up to reveal Jesus. And so even though man comes up with new technology, it's still the same old technology, because look at your laptop or your tablet or your phone tablet. Well, they used to, in Samaria, they used to write on the tablets, the clay tablets. And guess what? Those clay tablets, some of them lasted and we could pull it, but most of them got destroyed. And so your phone is going to be destroyed. Your laptop is going to be destroyed. Your computer, all of that is going to be destroyed by fire. The first earth was destroyed by water. The next earth is destroyed by fire. And so my point is, the culmination of the ages, Jesus coming back, is playing out everywhere in all things. In all their inventions and all their technology, Jesus is being revealed, and they're trying to hide it with drama and chaos and draconian law to censor you from speaking the truth. And it's ramping up, and it's not just one nation, it's all of them. And it's getting worse and worse because their whole system is crashing and burning, and they know it. And so they're trying to hide it from the general population. And so when they want it, so they create this COVID thing so that they can print trillions of dollars to put you more in debt. The value of the dollar is going down. The more they print, the less you can buy. The more they print, you're going to have to live in smaller and smaller cubes. The more they print, this is why they don't want you to eat meat. They're trying to get you to where you're... They want you to sacrifice so they can live as kings. The whole system is crashing and burning. Little each day, it's approaching the culmination. The saints are being sustained through this thing. The ain'ts, they're going down fast. And that's why they're always drinking and drugging and fighting and arguing all the time. Because they're going down. And the flesh only knows how to use flesh tools. And the energy of the flesh is nothing but sin. And so all the tools that they use to survive are flesh tools. And so that's why it's destroying itself. And this is why they want sacrifices. Because they really believe what the lies of the devil. And think about it. Why would they want to sacrifice a human? They would just like Walmart used to have insurance on their employees. So when an employee died, they'd get the insurance. They probably still do it. People aren't talking about that for some reason. Why did people forget that? Anyway, it's so obvious. I don't even know how else to say it. I've tried, what is this, 38 minutes to say this? I've tried. The typology is that Christ is being revealed, the hero. The anti-typology is they're trying to hide it with lies of the system, which is the anti-hero. Heroes. Hero. Heroes. The heroes, he rose. He rose from the dead. He rose his boat. Row, row, row your boat. The hero and the anti-hero. They're trying to hide the fact that Jesus is the hero and that he rose from the dead. It's in the phonics. The phonics reveal it, just like the etymology reveals it. Just like when you divide a word into parts, it reveals it. The pieces reveal the whole, and the whole reveals the pieces. And so it's encoded in everything. Algebra, math, science, it's encoded in everything. You don't have to be a CERN scientist to see it. All you have to do is break the words into parts and it starts to reveal itself. Break the words into parts. 1,000 words, just break them into parts. Before you even get to the 1,000, you'll start to see it. It starts to reveal itself. Because Jesus is the Word, so the words that we speak are a derivative of the Word. And so when you take the words and you rightly divide them and break them into parts and they're cognates, and cognates means birthing, what happens is when you start to break words into parts, you start to birth into your new understanding. And so eventually you break enough words into parts, the whole puzzle piece all the data points and the puzzle, it reveals itself. You don't really have to do anything. You're just breaking. You're looking for a common denominator in all the words, in all the letters, shapes, whatever, and you're using the scripture as your litmus test, and it starts to reveal that you're in a holographic projection. The story, the hologram means holy writ. The hologram means holy written, completely written, and so it's written in everything. It's written in thermodynamics, it's written in calculus, or it's written in algebra, it's written in medicine, it's written in your car engine, it's written in your finger, it's written in everything, the chair you're sitting in. This whole truth is written holographically in everything, and Jesus is being revealed, and the story of the cross is being revealed in everything. And so, as we reveal this, those of us who see it, they want to shut us down. Because if this spreads like wildfire, and it should, eventually people will accept it. But anytime there's new understanding or new revelation that's being thrown out there, it's resisted for a while. But eventually people catch on, and it all makes sense. If the teacher can explain it well enough, then it all makes sense. But a lot of times the flesh mind resists it and fights against it. But the spirit mind will be able to hear it and see it. And the reason I do say the same stuff over and over, because it has to dawn on you. It has to dawn on you over time. And as it starts to dawn on you and you start to see it, you start to break free. Because it's all, not only is the flesh mind all around you in the system, but it's also in you. And so when you start to die to your own understanding, die to the flesh, you start to see it. And when you start to die to your flesh and die to the system and separate from the world, the flesh, prior life, as you start to separate from it more and more, the more the system tries to pull you back to your old identity, or the more the system tries to keep you from leaving Babylon, because the whole system's Babylon based on the heart of man. The heart's deceitfully wicked, who can know it? So the cube system that you're living in, the 666 cube system that you're living in, is based on the flesh mind, the heart of the evil heart. But once you get born again, you're able to walk outside the cube, not physically, but spiritually, and look at it from the outside in. And so everybody's in this repeat drama, and you're looking at it from the outside in thinking, what's wrong with these people? They're crazy. They're getting upset over something piddly, over a football game. They're getting upset over who won the Super Bowl. It don't even matter. And it's like, you're looking at it from the outside in, but they're so stuck in it. They don't understand why you don't run with them to the same excess of riot. And so they speak evil because you're not like them, because you're extraterrestrial. You're outside of the terrestrial. You're spirit. And so the spirit and the flesh are contrary. So you can't dwell with them in unity, because they only know flesh tools. You have the spirit tools, they have the flesh tools, and the two shall never meet. They're diametrically opposed. They're contrary to each other. I didn't know I was going to talk this long, but the culmination of the ages is revealing Jesus, and so the typologies reveal Jesus, and the anti-types are the fake reality, the imaginary world that the Jezebel, narcissist, queen bee lives in. And so those fake reality, they want you to accept. Well, I have my truth. Your truth. If anybody says, this is my truth, run. Because it's not my truth or your truth, it's God's truth. Anytime somebody says, my truth, run. Those people don't change. I tried to help them, but they don't change. They're pretty much Wiccans. Anybody who says, this is my truth, they're either a Wiccan or headed that way. For real. Not even joking. I'm not joking. I know what they are. They don't change. Once they start down that path where they say it's my truth instead of God's truth, they are down a path, a spiral downward that only takes them to what? Genesis 3, witchcraft. That's what happened in Genesis 3. That's what's happening, people. It is the deal. It is the real deal. You got types, and you got anti-types. You got Christ, and you got the Antichrist. Types and anti-types. Christ and the Antichrist. Those who follow Christ and those who follow the Antichrist. There's no in between. It's black and white. The sheep versus the goat. The night versus the day. The up versus the down. And everybody who wants the gray areas, there's no gray area. The Holy Writ is written in 2D, 5D, 1D, 6D, 9D, 11D. The Holy Writ, the story, the holographic story, the hologram, is written in every dimension, and there's no gray areas. Well, then why is there such a color as gray? Gray is the conduit. Gray is the conduit. There has to be a conduit for this. There has to be a conduit. And the conduit is either going to speak. So everything comes from the spirit realm, right? So when you're a vessel speaking out the truth, you're a conduit, and you're either speaking truth or you're speaking anti-truth. Like the New Age people, they're conduits of the demonic realm. And so they're conduits of the demonic realm, but there has to be a conduit from the spirit realm to the natural. And so that's what the gray area, that's why the gray, they call them gray aliens. It's a conduit. There's only Christ and Antichrist. And there's vessels or messengers or angels that relay a message. You see it in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. To the angels of the church of Thyatira, to the angel of the church of Smyrna, to the angel of the church of Laodicea, to the angel of the church of Philadelphia. So the message comes through the angel, but with the church, the Holy Spirit's in you, and it's a direct message, but sometimes God has to still send an angel to the church for a message. That's a deep subject. I haven't really spent a lot of time thinking about it and studying it, but the gray is the conduit. But down here, there's no such thing as gray areas when it comes to truth. It's either right or wrong. It's either up or down. It's either truth or lies. There's no in between. And so anybody who's saying my truth or the gray areas, because they haven't rightly divided it enough to see that there's not a gray area. Anytime you get into the gray areas, that's when you get into confusion. Think about it. If there's a gray area, that's where people can take advantage and cause confusion. The whole purpose of the gray areas, that's why they call them gray aliens, is to create confusion. But if you don't let them put you in a gray area, there's no confusion. Think about what I'm saying. The gray area is the unseen. And the gray area can be interpreted whatever they want it at the moment. That's what I was talking about. When I was a child, I remember somebody, we were playing a board game. maybe Monopoly or something, I don't know. But they wanted to change the rules mid-game, midstream. Why? Because their whole character was they didn't want to lose, and they're willing to change the rules so that it don't look like they're losing. This is what's happening. It's so bizarre, it's hard to believe. These people are crazy. They're wrong, so they create gray areas so they don't look wrong. They're goats, so they create gray areas so you can't recognize them as a goat if you believe that junk. For real, this is not even a joke. I can't believe I've been talking for 50 minutes. If anybody says it's my truth or that's a gray area, run. If they want you to believe the gray area, they're trying to pull you into a deception to where you can't see through them. They're trying to cloud your mind to get you to believe a fake reality. That's what's happening. I'm not even joking. I've been around them. I know. I've talked to them. I've dated them. I've dated a few women where they say, well, that's my truth. And as soon as they said that, I said, uh-oh, something's wrong. You try to convince them no, there's no such thing as your truth. It's either God's truth. And then they get mad because they take it as an offense. Well, who's to say you're right? Well, let's open the Bible up and read the chapter. I don't want to do that. See, they don't want to be convicted. They don't want to admit they're wrong. You read a chapter and leave it. And this is why the Pentecostals take verses out of context. They want it to be the gray area. They'll take a verse out of the chapter instead of the verse in context. They want to pull it out of the chapter and make it a gray area that it can mean anything. Why? To justify their false doctrine. There's no such thing as gray area when it comes to truth. Now, when you're dealing with people that you either rent to or you know, there's, and it's really not gray area. It's just showing some grace. You know, that's all it is. If let's say you have this a contract and somebody's, well, there's some grace there, you know, give somebody some grace, you know, grace period or whatever. But it's not gray area. You still owe the rent or any kind of situation. There's got to be some grace and there's law and grace down here in the natural. But it's not gray. The rent's still due. But if somebody says, well, I don't want the rent to be, so let's say the rent's $600 a month, but I don't really want it to be six. I want it to be like $550. Well, because I want the gray area. Well, if you want to, let's make it $750. If you want it to be gray area, let's just go above it. They always go below it, you know. The people who want the grays or the gray area, those are the ones who want to take advantage and get you to believe a fake reality. I'm serious now. These Jezebel narcissists, they live in fake reality and they want you to believe the fake reality and they do everything they can to get you to accept their fake reality, my truth, or whatever they call it. Now, I don't even know if they say that anymore. Just like these people have coexist on their bumper sticker. Coexist? What is that about? You want me to believe in your fake reality? Your lies? I don't think so. Can't coexist with lies. Truth and lies can't coexist. They're contrary. They're type and anti-type. They don't mesh. It's Christ and Antichrist. And what is Antichrist? He wants to be God. And he's wanting to tell you that you can be God when it's all a lie to hook you up to the hive mind so that he can be God over you because you rejected Christ. And then if you reject Christ, he's your fake God. Destroying Babylon, destroying the lies of Babylon, destroying the fake reality with truth. It's easy. The Apostle Paul destroyed the devil's lies, just like Jesus in his word. And the Apostle Paul was just a piece cut off. He was an instrument. He was a tool. He was part of the body. He still is part of the body in the heavenlies. And so the same spirit in the church is the same spirit in the Apostle Paul and all the disciples. The prophets and the priests and the kings, the same spirit that was in them is in you. And so you have the truth, and you have more truth than they have, because you have the whole prophecy of the Holy Writ, the whole right. And so you have the whole truth, and it's actually all around you. You're actually living it. You're actually living in a 3D version of the Bible. And so it's all around you. You're a character in the script, char actor, your script, scripture. And so your script is being played out just like their script was being played out, and it's being recorded. Everything that you're doing is recorded. It's written. It is written. And actually, you're not doing anything new. It's already been. Anything that you do has already been. In the mind of God, it was already written. And you're just either walking it out in typology, or you're trying to go into anti-typology. And so you might as well go into typology, because that's who you really are. So quit resisting and quit fighting and just step into it. That's the deal, people.